Defender, defenders of the Alliance, and warriors of the Horde. Heroes of Overwatch, Sanctuary, and the Koprulu Sector. This is Group Quest, a roundtable podcast from Dawnforge Productions. Join us as we gather a collection of strong voices from around the community. Now, here are our hosts, Gulvin and Joe.
And welcome into Group Quest, everybody. You know me as Joe. Gulvin, we will hear from later on, but with me today from the Shattered Soulstone podcast is Jen. How you doing, my dear?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm kind of tired after playing all those hours in the beta. It was like really fun. I've been taking notes on it literally because I want to make a blog post about it. That kind of thing. I'm kind of gonna miss it until the open beta appears. How about you?
I am patiently waiting for Druid. I have no knowledge on the class whatsoever. I know I've heard about Necromancer, and we'll talk about Druid and Necromancer coming in here later on.
Yep.
But Druid to me is going to be very exciting because that is going to be a class that everyone is going to want to try out. And you better believe me, there's going to be bugs in that. Because
the purpose was to get some of the bugs out. And
exactly. And then that's the purpose of the beta.
Right.
So typically in the show, we would say, what have you been playing this week? Well, we kind of know that.
I didn't know that one already. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, outside of when I finished with the storyline, I said, well, you know what? I want to get into something on the stack up stream. So I did a little bit of Octopath Traveler 2.
I've heard of that. I haven't played it, but I've heard of it.
It is very interesting. It is a turn-based system, 2D HD, which to me was like very curious in itself. And I did one of the boss fights, like a chapter 2 for my healer. Mm-hmm. And that was an insane fight. Like I had people, or at least what, four or two party members die at least 3 times within the fight, but I had just enough regen or enough stuff to keep them up and alive and just keep going. And it took just a very, very long time to get that fight done. That was still a very fun fight. But in Diablo 4, guess who I found? And I think you found him too. The Butcher! Oh my god, when I unlocked that, I don't remember which one or which dungeon it was in, that he's in. When I found him, I just looked, I'm like, and I saw the title, I'm like, run. Get the hell out of Dodge.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if that was like the first dungeon I went in, there was something similar to the Butcher, but I didn't look to see if there was a name attached to it at the time.
That there was a name attached to him. I saw him, I'm like, get out!
Get out! Yeah, I grinded that one quite a bit. I was playing a barbarian because that's my favorite class, so that's what I did. But that was there was a point in there where I'm like, I just keep dying. I'm not big enough for this yet.
That was fun. That was fun.
After a bit, you kind of figure out, okay, this is the mechanics of this particular fight, and then it gets a bit better.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. It really. There's a werewolf. Mm-hmm. You got like a lot of werewolves in the Diablo 4 right now.
And the wargs and stuff, and the ones that throw magic at you or lightning.
No, there's a boss fight with a werewolf that
really?
I want to get into. Yes.
Okay.
And
yeah,
with,
I didn't know that.
With that, you have to know how many potions that you have. One. And you have to try to get your DPS in as much as possible in certain parts of the fight. Because that werewolf will be on your butt in an instant.
That one, I think I know where that was. And I figured maybe I can, you know, try this and see how this goes. And yeah, that didn't work at all.
Yes.
But I was mostly playing solo. Mostly. Once in a while, I'd pop into a group out in the world somewhere and, like, help them finish off one of those. There's, like, those areas that are in, like, glowing circles, and then they spawn a certain amount of enemies, and then you're done. So I was, like, going out there and helping people with that, especially if they were playing a character that was lower level than I was. So that was kind of fun too. You know, there were some problems, but it was a beta, so I kind of expected that. I started off with, I got into the game pretty quickly, and then they gave me an 87-minute queue, and I'm like, really? Why?
Okay. Okay, so let's get into the news then. Because, like what you said, people were experiencing a lot of big-time queue times.
Mm-hmm.
And really, I hit like about an 84-minute at one time. I think I had, four disconnects, maybe five?
Oh,
and
wow.
They were all particularly on Friday.
Yeah, I think that's when mine was too.
So, we're not the only ones.
True. That's true. I know with mine, I got the 87-minute queue, and I waited. There was a box off to the side that said something like, well, the queue could count down, but still go. And then I'd get kicked out. And then my next one was a 120-minute queue.
Okay,
so sit there and wait. Yeah,
I want to say something there that comes to us from Blue Nose.
Sure.
And basically, it is what the Blizzard people at Blizzard was saying, and what they said was, "quote We want to thank everyone for the overwhelming response to the early access beta weekend. We love seeing excitement about the story, music, art, gameplay, and more. These beta tests are important for the development process we march toward the launch of Diablo 4 in June, and the reporting and the feedback from players is invaluable." And they did go on to say that players are sometimes unable to join a party with other players playing game. Players are dropped from game and received an error that their party does not exist. Rubber banding, I want to get into that, occurring with players while transitioning between zones, and high RAM and GPU usage occurring on select hardware. Now, I have seen some of the streams, particularly on the stackup.org stream, that people wasn't able to get also the healing wells to activate.
Oh, that's not a good thing.
I didn't have any problems with that myself.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see any problems with anything that was stated once you got into game?
Once I got in the game, I could access those healing pots without a problem. If I could get to them around the mob I was fighting, usually worked out. Other than that, there was a glitch, and I don't want to give away any spoilers, but there's a point in the storyline where you are walking through part of the walking through the snow from a structure, and an NPC comes with you. And all of a sudden, everything stopped except my character. So I went forward a little bit to see what was ahead, and it was a group of those little, those little red monsters that get spawned by one of those things that spawns them, the bigger ones. And they were all just standing there and not moving, and I'm like, okay, this is going to be a problem. You know? And I couldn't interact with anything in that point in time at all, and then it kicked me out of the game, and I had to come back in again. So I did see that as a problem. Rubber banding wasn't so much, but yeah, that was a little odd. But I think that was the biggest glitch that I'd seen or experienced.
I had a big difficulty with rubber banding. Oh my God. I was trying to get out of the city, okay, and trying to go, east.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't go. I get to the bridge, and I try to go forward, and I just get pulled right back. Try to go again, forward, pull right back. And you know what I had to do? Exit game.
Turn it on again?
Exit game, sorry. Get back in. So, yes, there was a lot of rubber banding that was going on, and that is something that Blizzard had to clean up, and I think they did by Sunday. That was a Saturday thing, if I remember correctly. But I think they did that by Sunday. So long as people keep reporting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And people, if you have not gotten the beta, if you do get the open beta next weekend, keep in mind, report stuff if you see it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say...
I did, Rude. Go ahead.
Don't say, you need to fix this. No, don't go down that road. Be constructive, be nice, be cordial, and they will get to it. Because there was a lot of problems, there was a lot of stuff going on. Let me back up, too. because while we were having all that downtime, which is also part of the story too, you know what I did?
What'd you do?
I went grocery shopping.
You had enough time for that, I guess, right?
I got 90 minutes. Wow. Hey, so what did you do?
A lot of what I did when I was waiting in the queue was, if that's what you're asking, typing on a Mastodon account to kind of say, okay, this is the level I'm at, here's what I'm experiencing, that kind of thing. That's what I did when I was waiting. When I got into the game, I did report a couple of things. There were a couple of players running around together with completely offensive names, and I don't think Blizzard would want those names in there, and then I found one that was even worse, and I'm like, okay, I'm reporting you too. But the as far as the game not working well kind of thing, there was an NPC that comes out to talk to you after an event, and there was two of this NPC overlapping themselves. And I'm like, that can't be right. So I reported that. Hopefully somebody can check that out and go, okay, there shouldn't be two of those. You know? But that's probably all I did. I'm playing on an Xbox, and I'm struggling with the controls because I'm more used to playing on a Mac, you know? And a keyboard, that kind of thing. You know, keyboard and mouse sort of thing. But I'm slowly learning how to get through the interfaces on there, and often when I was trying to report something, I'd hit the wrong button and it would delete itself, and I'm like, okay, I gotta
No. Yeah. But I will say this, when it comes to the controls, no matter Xbox, PlayStation, PC, doesn't matter, I think the controls are pretty fluid myself, because I'm playing on PlayStation, and one thing that I do have to maybe readjust my buttons, whatever, because I saw Golvin was doing Whirlwind. I'm like, why don't I have that for Barbarian?
Yeah. Yeah, I did click on that in the skill tree, but it was pretty late into the beta, and I don't think it worked out very well for me. So I just, hit things. I did have, by the end of it, I had a problem where a lot of the legendary armor was breaking, and like, I was trying to get different blacksmiths to, like, fix it, and it costs gold.
It does.
And eventually I ran out of gold. So what I did was I put all of that gear that was broken and flashing onto my character, talked to another blacksmith, and they charged a fee to repair everything you were wearing. So that's what you do next time in the other beta, or the open beta.
Right, because
if you have enough gold, so...
Because that's what you want to do. You have to keep that gear up nice and fresh, or else you're not going to get as much DPS, or, you know, if you're going to play like a tank, do tank abilities, whatever, you're not going to get as much of that out. So keep that gear all nice, all clean.
Yeah, and that should be good. I didn't understand how the interface worked, because I was looking for something like repair, and it didn't say that. So, at least not on the Xbox. So I would assume it'd be the same for other versions of the game, but it took me till nearly the end of the beta to go, oh, I can just put it on my character and they'll fix it if I have enough gold.
Okay.
And then I ran out of gold.
This is me assuming that Xbox and PlayStation on screen are the same. Okay.
They might be.
They might be, but I'm going to assume this. Now, when you click on the blacksmith, you'll have a... two different tiers, or three different tiers. You'll have like an individual, which is the blacksmith or the hammer mark, or hammer button. You'll have the repair equipped, and you'll have repair all.
That's the one I was using, repair all.
Okay. Okay, so that's the stuff that you want to be aware of. Now, if you want to sell that gear, repair all, it'd be like your best bet. If you're just going to go out and you're just going to DPS and whatever, put everything else in your vault, that's going to be a different ordeal. Okay.
I didn't do the vault, the big chest up in the inn. I did some transmog stuff just for fun.
I did. Really, there was no issues with the chest. I didn't check out the transmogs at all. I should have done that. But outside of those issues... personally, I did not have any other problems. Did you have anything else problem-wise while going into beta?
I did have the thing you said about not being able to get across the bridge. to go out into the world. I did have that happen for a little bit. So that's a thing. What else did I have? Don't really remember. I wrote a bunch of notes down because I knew I would, like, forget, you know? And I want to make a blog post eventually on this and kind of flesh it out a little more. But, yeah, I don't know. I guess I didn't write down as much on this. I've got a notepad here, and I wrote a bunch of stuff there. But I wrote more on the Mastodon account. So, yeah, I know I hit 20. So I know I'm getting the wolf puppy, which was a big motivation for me to hit 20. It wasn't too difficult to do. I did run into some zones. They let me run into a zone that was for 35, and you can't get to 35 in the beta. So I just ran away from that so I wouldn't, like, have to repair everything again.
Right.
That was the thing. Some of the stuff out in the world, like... I was playing a barbarian, so I get swarmed and, you know, move around a little bit. And after a while, it was like, okay, this is going to kill all of my armor. I'm running away. That was kind of like, well, there were a few times where I was able to, you know, find somebody fighting somewhere and join them, or they would join me if they were bigger. So that was actually good. The, there's, like, a wheel in the game where you can sort of talk to people, and you have, like, select options you can choose to say, like, hello or whatever else. And
praise.
I think that's cool because that's going to reduce the amount of, like, say, in Diablo 3, where if you're listening or watching the chat channel as you're playing that game, you can see some horrendous things in there. And it's kind of, I usually turn that off, especially if I'm going to record it, you know?
Right.
So I think that it was a smart move to give players the wheel to say, do you want to say hello? Do you want to say, you know, thank you? Do you want, you know, whatever situation, but it's limited. And it's got more options than, say, Hearthstone does if you want to talk to the other player before, you know, they fight you. But I think it was a good selection. My only problem is I'm still learning the interface. That's the only problem I'm having with that. Otherwise, it works out. I don't think there were any other glitches that I'm aware of.
Only 1 weekend in, you're going to have a problem with the interface.
I mean, yeah.
And really, that's the fun part about it, is how do you learn the interface itself? How can you get around the problems or any potential problems, and is there anything that needs to be reported at that time? So,
Yeah, that
it's a problem, but it's a good
the one.
Problem.
Go ahead.
It's a problem, but it's a good problem.
Yeah,
potentially.
Yeah, like the one that I reported where the character was doubling themselves. That I screwed up like 4 times before I could get it to go through in the report, because I'm just like trying to get my hands to learn how to use the controller. Yeah. So.
Well, me using the controller is like no problem, except for the fact where Whirlwind is, and I got to teach my fingers. R1 is healing. R2 or L1 is go round and round.
Oh, I missed that part.
Yeah.
I need a healing one. Okay.
Yeah,
that's something I'll do for next time.
That's a bit of a problem for me. So that's something that maybe I can change that in like the interface. Maybe like assigning buttons, whatever, or maybe I could just teach my fingers like, okay, you heal, you spin. You spin.
That would be a good way to do it. I'm going to change any buttons because I don't want to have to relearn again, you know? I'll get the hang of it eventually.
Right. But some people, when they do change buttons, they instantly know in their mind, like, okay, that's assigned to that. We do it that way. I don't exactly work that way, because usually when it's something assigned, especially in World of Warcraft, good Lord, when it's on button number one, it's button number one for life. When it's on button,
fair enough. I haven't played Warcraft in a really long time, so
neither have I.
Yeah,
but I'm using it as for instance because some people they don't change things up, and I'm essentially one of those people, and you are too. We don't like changing things up because we get used to this and this unless we do find something better, which is what we're supposed to do. But typically those in that mindset don't do that, typically.
Right.
Not always.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I'm not going to change the buttons on the controller for the Xbox because I will forget them. Especially if, like, I have a lot of chronic illnesses, so if my hands hurt, I'm not going to want to, like, try to remember where I put that other, you know, which button is doing this thing for me. You know, I want it to be the same all the time. And in addition, I have a ton of allergies, so if pollen season's really bad, it's really hard to remember, like, what was this button, what was that one, so I'm just leaving them alone.
And it is early this year. It's just going to get earlier and earlier and earlier. Ugh. But
well, I'm in California, and it generally starts the middle of January, but we've been getting tons and tons of rain, which we really needed, so that kind of helps a bit, because it knocked all the pollen out of the air for a while. But yeah, it does get a bit earlier sometimes, depending on where you are.
Well, for us in Ohio, that's supposed to be in like March, April, May. Now it's starting to show up in February.
It's when it wasn't raining. And I'm happy we have all this rain. But when it wasn't, it would start like mid-January and then ramp up. And then it might last through March or April in some cases. And then there's another fall pollen season, too, that's similar.
All right. One more thing before before we take our first break.
Okay.
And maybe I should save this, but it's news. And we got to say it because if you were looking to play Druid or Necromancer, it wasn't this weekend. It'll be next weekend. So essentially, be a GameSpot.
Yep.
The open beta runs from March 24th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time to March 27th, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And this will be available to everyone. And this will have both Necromancer, being an old fan favorite, and Druid, which I'm thinking that everybody's going to want to check out just to check out Druid.
Right.
So, which are you going to be going into first when next weekend comes? Druid or Necromancer?
I'm going to go with Necromancer. I had so much fun with the Necromancer pack when it launched for Diablo 3, and I, like, finished all of the class dungeons, and, you know, it was just a lot of fun, and my only problem with classes like that is I have a tendency to play as though I'm still a barbarian and go running in. I have to, like, train myself not to do that. But yeah, I wanna check out the Necromancer for sure.
Oh, that is like huge, you know, because doing other games, like, when you want to do like one class, and for me it's like Far Cry 5 to Far Cry 6, because I play both. I want to treat Far Cry 6 like I do Far Cry 5, and you can't exactly do that. It's close, but you can't exactly do that because there's not so much mechanics as, like, different stuff involved, or like a different environment. Where here, when you're going from, like, one class to another, it's just different mechanics. So you know that you can't do this, that, the other, which is why it's going to be so exciting to go check out Druid. Maybe I'll check out Necromancer. We'll see. I got Friday off. I'll have some time, and hopefully we won't have the crashes.
Yeah, I like the Necromancer because it's creepy, and it feels like very Diablo, and, you know, Priests of Rothma and all that, you know?
That is very, very cool. We're not going to get into storyline, because you guys are going to want to check that out big time.
Yeah, I've been trying very hard not to reveal any storyline while I'm talking to you right now.
Is it right to stop at Act 1 for just beta purposes?
I'm not sure what Act 1 means because I didn't feel like there were any acts in the Xbox version.
It showed up as end of Act 1.
Oh, I guess I didn't get there. I don't know. I was kind of multitasking, and, like, writing things down.
And actually,
I don't know. Maybe that doesn't happen on an Xbox. I never saw that.
Okay. On PlayStation, and maybe on... You'll have to check that out come Friday. Because on PlayStation, and I think on PC as well, that's what I've seen from streams, on your right-hand side will be a box that you can pull out, or a button you can pull out, and it'll show you Act 1, Act 2, Act 3.
Oh, I sure didn't see that at all.
Okay. Act 1 is the only thing that you can do. And I will say this personally, without revealing any storyline, there has to be a limit on the amount of story that you want to reveal in a beta. Because if you show the entire story in beta, nobody will want to play the game. It is a good thing, a very good thing that you limit to Act 1. Or you limit to at least a third to that game itself. Okay? So, with that said, we're going to take a little bit of a break. When we come back, I'm going to play Gulvin's little tidbit and see what he has to say about the game so far. And then we'll discuss after that stuff.
All right.
Want to support the show? Then why not support us on Patreon at patreon.com/thegroupquest. All proceeds go towards taking the show to the next level, and you get some cool rewards, such as access to GQ2, our After Hours mini-sode podcast, shoutouts, AMAs, and even joining us on the show as a guest. For more information on the tiers and to subscribe, head to patreon.com/thegroupquest.
And Patreon is a good thing. So, now, I gotta find it. I think because I played that stuff, I lost it. So.
Hey, it's Gulvin here, GroupQuest Podcast. Just doing my brief little reactionary to finishing Diablo 4 first beta open beta weekend. And just kind of want to go over my reaction of my thoughts so far on the game. We'll start out with, you know, some simple categories to go over. First off, I had no problems logging in. I had only a couple queues, and they were 2 minutes, so I got really lucky. I actually played on PC the whole time. I was going to go to the PS5 that we discussed on the main show. Ended up not doing that. Ended up actually going with full-on PC because I installed it, got it installed, and then I was like, played a little bit. And so, yes, just going to the PC... also, so I could stream a lot easier. So I did stream the entire time, except for the beginning, the intro part, because I want to see how stable it was. So to level 5, I did not. I played Barbarian. So that was, fun. More of a melee type. Spam, 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 spam. I did get some lag there. We'll get into that a little bit later. Overall, the graphics were okay. I mean, they were definitely better than Diablo 3, like they looked more realistic. I am using, you know, pretty good computer. Did not seem like it was drawing too much, and I was streaming, so it wasn't like it was too difficult for my computer to run with it. I didn't look in to see what the graphics settings were at, though. I was windowed, full screen windowed mode, but I did not take a look to see if I was Epic or any of those. I just left it as default, whatever the game installed with. Next weekend, I will definitely make sure to do that. Next weekend when it has the nether beta, because I'm going to definitely try out the Necromancer as it's unlocked. Probably all the classes at that point, just to see what I probably will want to play come June. So far, you know, so graphics were great. Realistic looking. I did like the cinematic graphics as well, integrated with the character. I know they discussed a lot about that in the dev Q&A. I thought that was pretty good. I'll go a little more in detail probably on our next group quest next weekend when we talk a bit more about it, because I don't think we'll be doing another one of these. Maybe. I'll have to see what Joe wants to do. But overall, the graphics were great. The story was interesting. Now, I have not done the Reaper of Souls or finished those expansions out, so I don't know how that story ends. I do have them installed, though. I probably will by the time that happens. I'll probably play a little bit beforehand, before maybe sometime in May, play a little bit of that. Really fun. I mean, I think that's pretty much it. The story is kind of like, okay, interesting. But overall for me, it was a fun game. I mean, I can't believe it. It was really fun. I was having a lot of fun just killing zombies. You know, I wasn't like scared or wasn't like, you know, any kind of, you know, ooh, no, ooh, scary. It was dark. It was nighttime. I mainly played for most of my time and it was raining. So it was, you know, not too bright, but it was a great kind of like zone out and just kill some zombies, kill some stuff. I did play on the intro, like the easy level, I guess you would say, the story mode. I don't really care too much to play too difficult. And the reason why, I just want to have some fun. Like, I don't want to care. Like, I want to have a little bit challenging, but not too challenging. And it's pretty much what it was. It was very fun. The gameplay, again, was great, smooth. A little bit of laggy here or there. Not sure if it's the servers. Not sure if there's the graphics. I think we'll get more ideas about that when it happens. But yeah, the gameplay was awesome. Questing was really easy. I didn't know how to do some of the stuff, like the weapon stuff. I really kind of skipped through that. I think Panda on Twitch, I think it was his name, Aussie streamer, or New Zealand streamer, helped out with like, oh, you could change your weapon if you hover over and you do the middle key. I was like, oh, great. So I'll probably want to know more of that when it launches, but I'll probably look into more into like how you do things, because this is just like as much time in as I can get to 20, because I wanted to get that transmog, which I did get. So I guess that's part of the gameplay too. I had to get to level 20, 22 actually, before I stopped, because I didn't want to do too much. And everybody kind of, I think I've always said this about World of Warcraft, like I don't like playing the story again. I put in probably about 10 hours on this game, and I got to level 20. So I think it's going to be a fairly easy game to get to like the max level, which is 60, I think. But I think it's going to be pretty easy. I think it's going to be about like a 40-hour game, which is actually pretty good. You know, I think it's going to be about 40 to 60, I think, is their target range. And I think that's within reach. So I'm looking very excited about that. The issues that I had was there was a lot of pathing problems. Again, I was playing Barbarian, and there was a lot of pathing problems around corners. I got stuck a lot of times. Sometimes I got stuck for the detriment and then for not the detriment. Luckily, I was able to, you know, being a barbarian, just really beefy health pool, beefy armor. That was pretty good there. So overall, it was not easy, but it was not fairly easy, but it was somewhat easy to level up and to do everything that I needed to get done. The only issues, yeah, were you know, there's some graphics issues as well. Disconnecting though a lot. That I think is the biggest one. Again, it's a beta, so they're gonna probably fix this up. It is not an alpha. It's a beta, but it felt, you know, kind of like an alpha. I did crash a lot of times, and I did see Joe also crashed a bunch. A lot of mine was like, if I had a weapon open, like a dialogue window open from a vendor, and I walked away, it would pretty much crash all the time. I don't think I died, because I don't believe I did, but I may have. I crashed on one of the last bosses. If I was streaming, you probably saw that. I crashed. I was almost done with the boss. 100%, like, no deaths. I did die once to one boss. That's just because I ran out of HP. I didn't have full health pods. I was kind of going a little reckless. I just wanted to get, you know, done at the point, get the storyline to a good spot. Basically try to get Act 1 done if I could. I died from there. So I had one death. I would say maybe two, maybe, but definitely one was a legitimate death. But overall, you know, and that was because I crashed on the boss. That really sucked. But then I went through and I still got my loot. I went through and I got more loot. So it was like, I guess it was a win-win. You know, you crash the last boss, you know, you don't get that 100%, but then you also get a double chance of loot. Some of the questing was a little strange, but I wasn't looking too much into it. So I think I was more of like, I'm just ignoring everything. I'm just go, 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 go. Just steam right through. And, you know, if you're watching the beginning of the stream on a Friday night, I was a little more, you know, meticulous. I mean, actually Friday and stream Saturday, a little bit more meticulous, you know, leveling, going around, killing stuff, you know, making sure every 100%, every little area is open. And then you get to like Sunday, midday to the end of the stream. I'm just kind of just barreling ahead. I'm just trying to get stuff done, trying to get to that level 20 so I can get the wolf pup on the back. But yeah, outside of the crashes is really the only thing that I had a problem with. It did hiccup a little bit. Again, I could have been because I was off screen, like to the left, but did hiccup a couple times. But overall, it did play well. I can't say that, you know, it was like too terrible as far as, you know, any issues that really hindered me. Like I said, I was able to log in, no problem. I was able to do everything I kind of wanted to do and my goals were for the game. So I don't have any issues there. I think if there were any issues, it was mainly just quests bugging a couple times. I had to go back out and go back in. I actually wasn't able to enter a couple instances. So that was kind of interesting. But again, I'm not sure because I know they had done some new tech also. There's like a little bit of hiccup lag going into certain zones, but I do recall that they said that it's like a MMO, right? Like that's how they presented it, where it's like World of Warcraft, where it's a huge world. Now that's one thing too, is it seemed like there's a lot of people playing it. Like my whole friends list was packed with people playing it, but it didn't seem that way to me. It seemed like there's a few people I saw, but it wasn't like a lot of people. I wish there would be more people. That would be kind of cool. So I can't wait to release to see when everybody actually does play during that open time frame. But overall, I think it's going to be pretty cool as far as the game goes with that. Didn't do any of the world bosses. They did it at like times when I was around, but I was not playing at the time. So that sucks. I would have liked to at least try the world boss. But that's understandable that I didn't get a chance to do that. So overall, going to my overall assessment of Diablo 4, I think it is going to be a really good game. I think it's going to be... I say this is definitely candidate game of the year. This and the Zelda game, I think, are going to be there. Final Fantasy 16. I'm definitely going to be able to get this game done right into Final Fantasy 16. I still have to play 15, so I still need to do that. Maybe I'll do that in May. I do need to start getting to playing some games because I want to kind of get the games out when they happen. Overall, everything is going great so far in the game. And it's really, yeah, really excited about it. Really happy how it's turning out. And I think Blizzard's doing an awesome job. They put the money where it needed to be in this game. Against June 2nd is when I'll be playing it on that weekend. It's gonna be a great game. I don't know what else to say. I'm excited about the other classes. I only play Barbarian. So smash, smash, smash. The drop chance was actually pretty good. I did get a couple oranges. I did get those weird cosmetic points, which I have no idea what those are. I don't know if like they're rare. You do get them from one quest, so I'm not sure. I got like 500. Maybe that's from just my, because I did do the max level, whatever the top tier one is. So I'm not 100% sure if it was from that or if it was from playing the game and getting tokens, or they just gave everybody some tokens to kind of test. Overall, thumbs up for me. Very excited about it. Very excited about what's coming down the pipe. And we'll just have to wait and see, by next weekend. Because next week I'm going to do more of the class tryout. So I'm going to go in each class. I'm going to try out, get some abilities. I already have the barbarians. So I know what that's like. And then just kind of play a little bit of the classes. Not do too much play like the druid, necromancer, the rogue, and then the sorcerer. And I don't know if I'll be going to... I'll have to think about that. I don't know if I'm going to... Would I go Barbarian? I mean, I really like the Barbarian. Really easy. Smash, stun, smash, smash, smash. Big, huge weapons. Really kind of cool. Maybe go a different route with that instead of like what I did with dual wield. Maybe go a different route. I mean, a lot of it had to do with dual wielding because I did go dual wield in this. Is because I got at I'm going to say epic. Legendary artifact, whatever they are. Artifact, also called artifact because that's the color it is. And same with WoW. Weapons, I got a really high-end weapon on a one-hander, like, really early. So I stay with that. But in hindsight, I'll probably try to go two-hander, mainly because of, bludgeoning and everything like that with stunning and damage, big damage with the two-hander. Kind of see how that plays out. Maybe I'll swap, for next weekend. I'll swap on my Barbarian, keep the Barbarian, but swap to two-hander and see how that play is. I do like you can refund your tokens or your talents, so I'm really excited about that. That's pretty much it. My quick two cents, as I usually do. Diablo 4, very impressed by it. Good job, Blizzard. Looking forward to next weekend and seeing how that goes forward. And that is it for me. Again, you can follow me on Twitter on GolvinVersus, twitch.tv/Golvin, where I did stream almost all the gameplay here, and then youtube.com/GolvinVersus as well. So, here's to Diablo 4. See you guys next week.
Okay. So, one of the things that I did forget is the vendors. And What other vendors did you see, Jen?
There were vendors in every town, just about.
Yes.
Yeah, there was a lot of them. And the price goes up as your character levels, is what I noticed. I got to level 23, I think. And then just got tired. Just couldn't do it anymore. But sometimes what they have is pretty good. Sometimes it's more expensive than what you can get. I didn't really pay attention to that when I was running through like some of the storyline stuff and just like exploring the portion of the game that we could see in the beta. But yeah, it gets expensive after a while. which I guess happens, you know, in games like this. They don't want you to be able to, like, grab all the things at once, so that kind of thing. I did see a lot of vendors. There was some that were approximately near a blacksmith for the most part.
Yeah, I think they're, most of those type of vendors are very close to the blacksmith, or if not right next to them. Mm-hmm. There's like one vendor that I think people should take note of, and that takes care of the tokens that you may pick up along the way. Don't know if it's going to go into the live game or not. I'm assuming that that vendor is going to be there in the live game, but it's a chance roll that you could get a legendary, a rare, a common, anything above and beyond that. So if you do happen to find that vendor, and I think you, I don't know if you found that one or not.
I did. Yeah, I did. The interaction with that vendor kind of reminded me of the interaction with Kadala in Diablo 3. You never know what you're going to get, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Laughs, different currency, but kind of same interaction.
Yeah, laughs a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
But still, I think that's good, because you don't want to be like, go there and expect that one thing to drop every single time. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to have that variety and just like, oh, that one stinks. Oh, that one's really good. So I think bringing that from 3 to 4 is a very good idea. Mm-hmm. Have you seen anything in 3 within Diablo 4 at this point?
I'm not sure I understand your question.
Anything like in like vendors wise, talent wise.
Like, there's vendors everywhere in Diablo 3. You know, all the towns have one. But I had to look around a bit for some of the vendors in Diablo 4. But again, yeah, they were pretty close to the I'm looking at the necromancer screen already. My head's there. I don't know. I don't think there was anything too different. But I was also not really paying attention to how many vendors are there and where are they exactly and stuff like that until later on in the game.
Right, because then you got more time to do it. You know, because to me, it's more like you're playing Diablo 3 and I rarely played it. Now you're into Diablo 4 and it's more like you would know the comparisons.
Yeah.
3 and 4.
Yeah, there are, I mean, from memory here, and I didn't write everything down, but there was at least one vendor somewhere within a town. There's a blacksmith in every town I went to. I like the teleportation thing, where you can go from, I'm in this town here, but I want to go kill stuff that's better monsters over there, so you teleport. And you can teleport without standing on, like, the teleportation thing in Diablo 3. You can just teleport. You use the map, you pick the town, and then off you go.
That is so convenient. I love it. I love it. Because if you want to go to, like, one town, fast travel has just become a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I got an Octopath Traveler, too. I can fast travel to all the different towns that I've been to. It's the same thing with Diablo 4. Mm-hmm. If there's some place I don't want to be, or I know that it's a quicker path to get to, I'm going to fast travel instead of take all that time, not having a mount. Right, hello.
That is a thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we'll get mounts eventually when the game launches, and there'll be some mechanism to allow that, but it definitely was not in the beta.
It showed that this is going to be available to you.
Mm-hmm.
And there are good things to that thought process, and there are bad things to that thought process, because it's like, it's taunting you. It's one thing that you want to have.
Yeah.
Cinematics wise,
mm-hmm.
which the horses did bring me around to this.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. The first cinematic that you see is a cinematic that you saw at BlizzCon.
Yes. No issues. I didn't see it at BlizzCon, but it's been as it was on YouTube.
So. But right. Mm-hmm. Any cinematics, I'm sorry, y'all, they're up on YouTube. So guess what?
They are. Yeah, they are up. Sometimes people just put them up there, but I think I must have seen one from the Diablo account, maybe? I pay attention to the Twitter Diablo account a lot, so mm-hmm. It's possible that I saw it there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I get you. Mm-hmm. Was there anything that intrigued you or caught your attention within those cinematics? Without getting too much into storyline.
Yeah, that's well, which is kind of a problem there, but difficult thing.
I'm just saying
within cinematics, that's what people saw. Sorry, go ahead. What?
I'm just saying that's within the cinematics because that's what people saw.
Yeah, there is a cinematic a little bit. It's not the first cinematic or anything like that, but there is a character that people will probably recognize if they've played Diablo 3 or Diablo. I'm just thinking Diablo 3 of the whole package, you know. That character is in both games. That's very vague. You know? So that was kind of an interesting thing. I was like, oh, hey, that one. I know that one.
There's just this little interaction between Lilith and the priest, and you're looking at Lilith.
That's another one. Yeah, that is another one.
Lilith, you're such a bee. But really, she's supposed to be the bad guy, right?
Well, she's the daughter of Mephisto. She's the daughter of hatred. Of course she's going to be awful, you know?
Exactly. So she has to be the bee. And
yeah.
I think that, just personally, maybe a little bit too much English language. But that's
you mean accent wise, or
yeah, accent wise. Oh, but that's not being a little nitpicky. Admittedly.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think they may have done that because that voice from her sounds different than the townspeople.
Mm-hmm.
To kind of make a more differentiation, you know, maybe.
And that's basically the same way as the Father God.
Mm-hmm.
With Anarius. Because he's more American English styled than what he is Europe or British English styled.
Right. I didn't get that far to find Anarius in the beta, but it's interesting because that's one of the angels that they haven't done a lot with in previous games. There's a whole lot of lore with Anarius and Lilith,
mm-hmm.
but and I'm not going to go into it here. It's way too much. I used to do a little podcast about it on ShatteredSoulstone.com. So those are there if you want to go find those. And the angels are like they are a specific wave of light and a specific like sound. They're not corporeal really, so it's kind of really interesting how those characters are developing.
Well, into Lilith's defense in this cinematic, the priest was not a great guy either. I mean, he was bashing the people like so hard. Like, I am the ultimate stream of light here in this town.
Oh,
you need to do things like this way.
I didn't take it that way. I thought it's clear in this game that, you know, there's Anarius and there's Lilith and different groups, you know, decide what they want to follow. I thought he was upset because he thought that they would all, like, lose their souls to Lilith or something, you know? And he was trying to get them back on path.
In the end, yeah, he was, but, you know, maybe people had kind of the right to kick him in the teeth for a little bit.
I don't know.
Just me.
It seemed just like, would they have done that if Lilith hadn't appeared? You know what I mean?
Right, because she's like, well, they've awakened, and now they're going to do my bidding, and
they did.
And they did.
Yeah.
And they did, but there's a certain someone that comes to town and just wakes them all up.
That is what happened there.
Just saying.
Definitely. Yeah, and I know there's several towns in this game, and there's one that isn't the one we've just been sort of vaguely mentioning.
Yes.
That apparently was aware of what happened there and did not want the same thing to happen in that particular town. So the storyline kind of carries over into the NPCs.
Which is a very good thing. Mm-hmm. Which is, to me, is a very good thing. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to do the last commercial, because when we come back, we're going to close out the show with a couple other discussions.
Fly Audible and travel the worlds. Listen up and settle back. We've thousands of destinations to explore. Treat your ears to an epic stay beyond the wall. Travel long haul to Mars. It'll take your breath away. How does a city break in friendly Gilead sound? Everyone's welcome. Whether it's a spellbinding trip to Hogwarts or traveling back in time to ancient Greece, we'll get you there in style. There is another way to get away. The difference is Audible.
And to support the show and get a free audiobook, visit audibletrial.com/groupquest.
And there are some Diablo books up there too, my dear.
Which ones?
I don't remember them offhand, but I think one was Richard Knack.
Okay, Richard Knack has the trilogy, the Sin War trilogy. That's his thing.
Yeah, I got some credits to spend, so I might do that.
You're really good.
I would imagine he did really good there with the War of the Ancients trilogy. So, yes, really good. Go check that out. Go check that out, definitely. Speaking of checking out, did you check out any of these side quests?
Yes, I did. The ones they on the Xbox, they show up as a blue exclamation point somewhere.
Yes, they're all blue exclamation points.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of those people will follow you into the different areas, and some of those things will not. Are there any side quests that stick out in your mind right now?
I don't know how to talk about it without giving away what they were, you know?
I know of one. Maybe I can give an example.
Okay.
There's one where you have to place a chalice down to get the demon, basically get the possessed or possessing demon out of a child's body.
I've seen that one. It is not the only one with the chalice.
I haven't not gone further into that part of the storyline, mind you. Because I know
there is more. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there will be more. And that one of the reasons why I don't play full on through beta is because I don't want to go through the full storyline of even like a side quest or stuff like that. So it keeps me better intrigued into a story because that way I can play it longer.
Yeah,
okay. Okay. And really that's why they capped off at Act 1, because they don't want to show like the entire story. You better damn right. Well believe that they tested it in house anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, if they don't see any problems, and if there is any problems that goes on throughout the game, obviously they've done it in the past. It's a live service game,
yep.
So they'll go in and fix it. So long as everybody posts it in the forums,
right?
That's the key. That's the key. Gulvin made one point. He said that this is on track to be in the argument of Game of the Year.
Sure, of course. We've been playing Diablo 3 since 2011.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're all excited about this one, I would think.
Right, but how did Elden Ring beat out God of War last year to get Game of the Year in a lot of those award ceremonies?
I don't know. I don't usually watch them, so I have no idea how they determine Game of the Year.
I got two words for you, my dear.
Mm-hmm.
Game direction.
Okay.
This game, in my mind, is on the right track to get there. But it comes down to one, who is directing the game, storyline, all that, and is this good enough to right now, leader in the clubhouse is Hogwarts.
Oof, I have issues with this, but I won't talk about them here.
I understand. I'm just stating facts is facts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right now, Hogwarts has the lead. We won't be able to... Right now, I'm saying Diablo's on that path.
Right.
Diablo's on the right path, and I think you would agree with that.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
But game direction has to be paramount. And if this game, especially since it's Activision Blizzard, mm-hmm. especially since all of the crap has been going on over the past 2.5 years,
yeah.
and since Overwatch 2, I'm just going to say it, bombed. It's still a good game, no doubt, but it did not meet expectations. Diablo 4 has to hit a grand slam. And right now, they are on the right track to do it. This is a great game. Right now, this is a great beta.
Right. It's not live game yet. And things can change between the beta and then the live game when it's ready in June. I think it's June 6th. But
Goldman said June 2nd. I think you're right. I think it's June 6th.
I think it's June 6th. But the thing that is in the back of my mind with this game is when Diablo Immortal was coming out, and a lot of the streamers were hyping it, and they're like, oh, this is so much fun, and here's what we can do, and all this other stuff. And then there was a lot of controversy over people who came in and spent like their entire life savings on stuff in there so they could do stuff, or they bought currency from a non Activision Blizzard source and all these kinds of things. And then it was just kind of like disheartening for a while,
it was,
because as far as the streamers knew with what they got, and a lot of them I'm going to guess were Diablo partners, I can't even name how many there are, there's quite a few. But as soon as they got into the game itself and saw all this, they were, like, really disappointed. And I know, like, Max Roll, do you know what Max Roll is? Have you heard of that?
Possibly, maybe a long time ago, but not sure anymore.
Okay, so it's a bunch of people that play the Diablo games, and they did have a section on Diablo Immortal. And after that reveal of just how much things in the game cost real world money, they took out their Diablo Immortal section. They were that disheartened by it. So if Blizzard can manage to not do this with Diablo 4, I think they will have a very good product.
That's point number one that they need to take control of. Make a good product. We are right, June 6th,
yes,
2023. Keep in mind, people, that these dates do move, and we are only, 3 months out, so...
Yeah. Yeah, wow. That's going to feel like a long wait, isn't it?
Yes, but what I'm seeing from game companies, my dear, is that even a month away, they could push stuff out a couple weeks. And we've seen it over and over and over again. GQDN, I do it. I see it all the freaking time, and it's just... If it's not polished enough, and this is the main reason, if it's not ready, it will not ship. If Diablo 4 is not ready on June 6th, expect it to be pushed back. I know, people, I get you.
Yeah.
We want this game to come out now. Relax, be patient, there are other games out there.
There are.
Mm-hmm. A lot this year. Good God. And I've already spoke on, two?
Mm-hmm.
And for my money, I want to put Octopath Traveler 2 on that Game of the Year list. Just saying. Because that's a really good game, too. There's going to be a lot more games come out this year. Goldman already said that, we got Final Fantasy 16 coming.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's one of many. And next year... It's going to be even more insane. So, if it gets pushed back, it gets pushed back. Let's not have a blow up because it gets pushed back once or twice. Three times, I'll give you.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. That does make sense. But yeah, there's going to be people that are grumpy anyway. There's always grumpy people online that want to yell about always. Something they didn't like in a game, you know?
Oh, that's why I got to come out with my little PSA. So that is just that. So relax, people. It'll come out. It'll come out in due time. Dear, I think we are done.
Okay.
we've been hanging out for about an hour, chilling right, out, right. Talking some Diablo. Really, really good game, people. If you have not signed up for the beta, please do so. You will enjoy it. If you don't want to and you want to just play the game, base product, I believe, is around $60. And then the prices go up.
Something like that.
So
yeah, I just got the base product because it's all I need, really. You
know? I didn't. I had to go up. Govan freaking talked me into it. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. So before we close out the show.
Yes.
Those of you that are listening to this when the show goes live, or maybe it's already live on Twitch, I don't know. I'm Jen. Yeah. I'm from the Shattered Soulstone podcast. I've been part of that podcast for a really long time, and you can find it at shatteredsoulstone.com. New episodes come out every Saturday.
Excellent, excellent. Where can we find you, my dear?
I'm on Mastodon. I'm on Twitter on the Shattered Soulstone account, and also my account is named Onkamav, O-W-N-K-A-M-A-V, which is named after an orc I played in D&D. Actually, a half-orc, and I just like the name. So you can find me there.
Cool. I am at Joe Brums on Twitter, twitch.tv/JoeSpace, and twitch.tv/stackup.org on Sunday mornings. You can find the show at GroupQuest. And let's see if I remember it all. You can email the show@groupquest.com. Govan already took care of his, so I don't have to worry about his. So, for Govan, for Jen, we'll see you after a trip back from hell. This show is brought to you by StackUp.org. Do you want to help out veterans? To do so, go to StackUp.org. There you will find out ways you can help veterans out. We start out with supply crates. Crates are delivered to veterans who have served or are serving their countries now. Air assaults are our way to get veterans back into the populace by sending them to places like BlizzCon and E3. The stacks are smaller groups in more local locations, such as Pennsylvania, or Pittsburgh, or Columbus, Los Angeles. The big one is our Overwatch program, where we confront mental health issues like PTSD. Mental health issues are the biggest thing that confront veterans on a daily basis. If you want to help us out, go to stackup.org, click the donate button up in the upper right, or you could be a part of the StackUp stream team. You could join our Overwatch program and help out all the people with issues, mental health issues. And you can also raise money if you're streaming a social platform. Just make sure that you go to stackup.org first and get with one of the managers. And remember, veterans are our mission, gaming is our passion. Just go to stackup.org for more information.
You have been listening to Group Quest. The theme music was Intended Force from Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. For more information and other great shows, point your web browser to thegroupquest.com. Follow the show on Twitter at Group Quest.
I'm Brian Black from the Realm Maintenance Podcast, and for over 7 years, I've been tracking podcasts covering your favorite Blizzard games. Warcraft, Starcraft, Diablo, Overwatch, Heroes of the Storm, Hearthstone. People are talking about these games every week, and Realm Maintenance has been around to help you find your favorites, perhaps add some new shows to your playlist, and learn more about the creators behind the microphone. In 2020, Realm Maintenance is proud to continue on as part of Warcraft Radio. You can listen to new episodes of Realm Maintenance on all major podcast platforms at the end of each month. Each show includes multiple interviews with podcasters and other content creators, along with a recap of all of the biggest episodes from your favorite Blizzard game podcasts, and occasionally information about new shows to check out that you might have not known about before. You can follow at Realm Podcast on Twitter for show news and updates, and for my weekly podcast roundup articles and a directory with links to over 100 shows covering all Blizzard Entertainment franchises, visit Warcraft Radio at warcraftradio.com.
This podcast is part of the Dawnforge Network. Copyright 2020.